Agatha Raisin and the Wellspring of Death by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. The Red Lion was quiet, and they found a table in a corner next to the log fire, which had been lit, for the day was cold. Bill Wong told me you had better success with Jane Cutler than I had.
So he told you?
Why not? I hope we are not going to work against each other.
I don't think I'm going to be working on this at all, said Agatha. I've got to go up to London next week, got a lot of journalists to see.
Oh, so I'm on my own?
For the moment, it certainly looks that way.
Agatha wondered what on earth had prompted her to say such a thing. Had she kept her mouth shut, they could have gone on discussing the case.
I'll see what I can do, said James. He looked at her thoughtfully.
Just a friendly word of advice, Agatha. Don't take this the wrong way. Now, Agatha knew, as well as anybody, that when someone says, don't take this the wrong way, the best thing to do is to stop them saying anything. But something inside her seemed to have pressed the destruct button that morning, so she said, go on.
I think you're making a spectacle of yourself with that young man from the water company.
This new taste in young men is a bit sad. There was Charles in Cyprus, now this one. It doesn't matter if the man is wealthy. Toy boy is the label stuck on him if he consorts with a woman as old as you.
Agatha's face had turned a muddy colour with hurt. She stood up, knocking her chair backwards as she did so.
Damn you, she said in a choked voice.
James got up as well.
Look here, Agatha. I only... Shut up! Screamed Agatha. Just shut up!
As she raced out of the door, she saw Mrs. Darry standing at the bar, her face avid with curiosity. James slowly finished his drink, aware all the time of curious eyes turned in his direction, of the fact that Mrs. Darry was eagerly grabbing hold of every newcomer and whispering fiercely. He rose and went out and walked slowly home. He could not admit to himself he had been at fault, or that his remarks had been prompted by jealousy. He was overwhelmed instead by a burning desire to find out something about this murder. Then perhaps, just perhaps, he would tell Agatha what he had found out. Her scene in the pub had been unforgivable.